In this video, you learn the basic principles in the eurythmic gesture for the vowel sound A and the strengthening effect that this gesture has on you. Bring your hands to the region of the heart and feel towards the heart with the balls of the palms. Check to see whether it is a different feeling if the fingers are facing forwards, or if the hands open to the left and right, and you sense forwards into the surroundings in this manner. In the case of the A, we are concerned with an opening, expecting gesture coming from the heart. Try to experience this opening, outward streaming, coming from the heart, and allow the hands to follow this a couple of times. We want to use this possibility to be active from the heart for the A gesture. Bring your hands in front of the heart. Shift the hands forward slowly out into the world with the strength of your heart. The arms are almost weightless. Stay centered in the heart. Shift the hands forwards, but remain aware of the place from which the movement arises. At the end of this gesture, streaming from the heart, your arms are almost stretched. Let the arms stay there and now inwardly go back to the heart in order to now send a radiating energy through the arms a second time. And now you may notice that the arms get even straighter and longer without your doing, and that it starts to ray far beyond the arms. And also the back is stretched by it. Now that which previously carried the arms from without is within the arms and carries them like rays of light. Don't make the angle too wide. A wide angle invites everything to come to me. Come to me and run me down. A is to be made like a slice of cake. That which is within is that which interests you at present, and the rest is unimportant. Through this, A helps you to remain in the present and ready for encounter. When you've created the A in such a way that you're raying through the arms and that you have the feeling you reach far into the distance, then it can be that a type of countercurrent comes about and lands in the shoulder joint or in the little hollow under the collarbone and exercises a pressure which works right through to the back. Then you can build up your A, ray through it, perceive the countercurrent, and allow it to work so that it pushes you back a little. Pay attention that you don't bend backwards actively. You are raying forwards and the countercurrent takes you back. Now the A has leaned back in a third step, and in a fourth step, you perceive yourself so that your inner essence gets active and starts to counter that. You stream out, you ray through the arms, you feel the countercurrent, And now your body counters this current and straightens itself. Now you feel that your body is straightening itself against this current and expressing, I don't allow myself to be bent, feeling even straighter and more upright than before. Streaming and raying, perceiving the countercurrent, allowing the body to react, although the ah gesture mainly involves the arms, its effects extend right into the feet. When creating the ah, allow the thighs to accompany the movement and the feet to be perceived. You can play with this, building up the gesture of the arms in order to engage the legs. Do you notice how happy the lungs are when the legs are invited to join the ah gesture? When you've mastered this exercise to the stage where each effect arises with a certain regularity, one after another, then you don't have to do the single stages separately. You simply stand, create the ah gesture, and perceive what happens. Standing there in this gesture, you will notice that it streams into you from every direction. Not just through the arms, but everywhere in the body, a stream comes in. Feel this refreshing, strengthening energy. Allow it to happen and take it up. Take a step forwards and repeat the process a couple of times for your own personal strengthening.